Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Pat Pagano, and our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How is every little thing?
Good. Yesterday was so funny in our area. There was a line of showers that came in from the northwest, and they were moving northeast, but they were sliding southeast. My house, we had heavy showers off and on for about 3.5 hours. People 2 miles to the south of me,
nothing.
Got nothing. Nada.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a warm front coming up, or what was that? I mean,
no, it's a stationary front to our north, and there's a stationary front to our south.
So there's like a little channel then.
Yeah, and we're in between, so that's why, you know, a lot of places yesterday north of us did get the rain, and south of us and over the area, nothing. That's why I put the showers in on Friday, because I had a feeling that was the way it was going to play out. But today, I think the showers to our south will come north, and that will probably not arrive here until after 2 or 3 o'clock, and the highs will be in the mid-60s.
Well, we had a beautiful start for the day, and it was nice up until about, I'll say, 1:30, 2 o'clock at my house, and then it just came down in buckets of time. We had standing water in my yard, but it was a beautiful day up until then. So,
and this is the name of the game from this point on. You know, it's not like it is in the wintertime, you know, where once it starts raining, it just rains and rains and rains. Usually, that doesn't happen, and this forecast sounds wet, but it's not, you know, steady. It's showery. And again, late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow. Mid-60s today, tomorrow, if that. Mid-50s tonight. Wednesday showers, maybe a thunderstorm. It should begin to clear later in the day in the mid-60s, making Thursday the best day of the week. Sun and clouds, mid-60s. We'll have some rain or showers lightly. Come back on Friday from an offshore storm. And then that'll go away. But unfortunately, the start of the weekend is going to be blustery and cool. And there could be a couple of showers on Saturday as well.
Well, all I know is it's green around my house.
Oh, yeah, but you have to, yeah, you know, normally April, May, June, even in part, most of June, lawns are green. Once you get into July, that's where the browns start showing up. So, you know, this is all basically, as far as the lawns are concerned, the trees, all normal. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I think I may have spent, I hope I didn't spend $40. I'm sure it's not going to go to waste. I tried to call up, I can't find it on my phone, but I called up the probiotics that you had told me to send for quite a while ago. I never sent for them, but I sent for them last week, and they arrived over the weekend. I can't remember the name, Marshall, but I hope it's the right one, because it was under your email.
It was under my email?
Yeah, because I had asked you about, remember I said, ask Jill?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And you say, oh, yeah, you have to take those. They're really good. But, you know, and I said, okay, great. And I'm hoping that I got the right one.
Well, did you take a picture of the bottle?
I had a picture of the bottle on this phone, but I cannot find it. I don't know why, but I'll continue to look for it. But anyhow, so you don't remember the name offhand,
oh,
right?
Gosh, no. I don't.
Think you did.
I do it by visual look at the bottle. So if you send me a picture of the bottle, but if it's a probiotic, is it what color is the pill?
I didn't open it yet.
Okay, it should be like a grayish brown.
The bottle is a white bottle.
That doesn't help at all.
Okay, well, you know what? That's what I'll do. Take a picture of the bottle later, and I'll send it to you. But aside from that, that is it. I went to community yard sales on Saturday. I really just wind up getting one, in my opinion, one tremendous find. I was just going cruising around the tables, and I saw a Cuisinart food processor. Now, I had one for many years, and last year, the motor burnt out. So, you know, obviously you have to throw it out. It just doesn't, if it's the motor, it doesn't pay to repair it. So I threw it out. And I looked at it, and I said, you know, this is the same one that I had. And I opened up the box, and it looks brand new. So I said to the lady, is this new? She said, well, I would say almost. She said, I used it once. I said, yeah. She said, I bought it to make potato pancakes. She said, and it was quite a hassle. She said, and I never used it again. So I figured it's been sitting there. Let me sell it. I said, and how much you want for this? She goes, $10.
Wow.
I grabbed it. I brought it home. And even though I put the stuff in the dishwasher, you know, all the, the holding stuff and all of that, they were brand new. Brand new. The book, everything in there, brand new, a white one. $10.
I can't believe someone bought that to make potato pancakes.
Do you believe it? She was very honest, too. She said, and I had to make a lot of them. She said, and it took me a long time. She said, and that was my first and last time that I used that. I said, oh. So I felt like saying, well, you know, your loss is my gain.
Did you ever hear of grating potatoes?
I guess not, right?
I mean, you take three or four large potatoes, okay?
Right.
And you take one large potato and you grate it, and then you add your salt, your pepper, your garlic, this and that, and if you want, you don't really need it, but you can add some eggs and stuff to it. One large potato will make about 10 potato pancakes.
You know, I never made potato pancakes, but I didn't know what goes into it, but I said to myself, okay, fine. But I just thought I'd look that up right now, and in Macy's, that goes for $174.99, and right now it's on sale. The sale ends 5/5/6 for $139. So even at $140, I paid $10. How do you go wrong with something like that?
You don't. You don't.
So that was my find. That was my find for the weekend, and then yesterday I did some gardening because it didn't rain here. So I got some bushes in and did the gardening, and that's it. My friend David from the lake sent me two pictures of our cabin. The porch facing the lake, one of the panels came down and wound up in the lake. Huh. And on this side, where our little deck is, two panels came down.
From the wind, right?
Right. Yeah. So he fished out the panel that was in the lake, and he put it on the side, and he said, and it's still usable. Because it is that styrofoam, but it's covered with a very real tough plastic on each side. So I'm going to have to think of something better.
What about mice? Did he find any mice?
He didn't go in.
Oh, okay.
He didn't go in. He left it outside. I'm hoping not. I should get up there, hopefully, you know, by the end of the month before Memorial Day, I'll get up there. But that's it. And quiet. It should be, for me, it should be, a quiet week. I mean, I don't see any severe weather for us. I just see some unsettled weather. That's all.
It's just crummy weather. It's not bad weather. It's just, you know.
It's not great weather. Wouldn't say, boy.
Oh, we made it through this week. No, it's just that you'd like to see more sun. You're not going to see a lot of sun. You'd like to not have showers in the forecast every day. But you know what? It beats snow and it beats cold weather.
Yeah, and look at it this way, folks. Every day that goes by, we're just heading toward warmer and more humid weather. So enjoy this where you don't sweat.
That's right.
Because I don't like that. And that's about it. Marshall, let us mob your umbrella, and I'll see you on a rainy Tuesday morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.